to say, those of us who are FBI, the reinforcement for the fall semester is ongoing now through the end of the month. Kind of probably passed on up a little bit, but as well with, we'll be having a test soon. I trust everybody has got their study guides, if not, please see me. And I'll be sure to get those seats, not tonight. I do have those at the house, I can get a seat. But anyway, pardon my voice. I dealing with pollen this week. And me and pollen don't get along too good. It's like, shouting that thing to get him away. You can do everything you can to try to forgive the word of God. But Satan, get on out of here now. Amen. 1 John chapter 5. By the way, Mark, y'all did a great job. I appreciate that song. God is really, really working in the church for the people that come here to do the will of God. And I tell you what, I just appreciate y'all. And I thank God for you. Amen. Amen. 1 John chapter 5, start from verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that loveth him that loveth him also that has begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Father, I pray, Lord, that you help me tonight. Lord, I pray, Father, that you give me, Lord, what you have me to say. Lord, we've studied, we've done all we can do. But Lord, we need your help, we need your guidance, just like when we're studying. Now, I need your help and guidance to relay the words that you have me to speak. I pray, Father, if there's anybody amongst us that does not know you as Savior, that tonight will be the night of salvation. Lord, I pray that this message will be encouraging to the saints. And that, Lord, that when we walk away from here tonight, we can all say amen. Good to be in the presence of the Lord. We'll bless the word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The title of the message tonight is He That Overcometh. He That Overcometh. Our text here calls to mind those who have gone on before that were victorious during their life here on earth. You can read all the way up through here and think about the disciples, the apostles, those back in the Old Testament who overcame things because of God. None of them, none of us can overcome anything within ourselves. We all need God's help. We need the Spirit of God every day. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us every day. Because it's by Him that we look, we get through on a daily basis. You can read in Hebrews chapter 11, we call it the Faith Hall of Fame, where it's talking about the people who had faith in God, how God used them in a marvelous way. And I don't know about you, but I want to be used in a marvelous way by God. But you know what? If I try to do it on my own, I'm going to fail. I need God's help just like every one of y'all. You know, amen. Today's liberals and their vain thinking have been carried down the road of apostasy and has made God out to be some sort of Santa Claus or a puppet. Listen to me, God is soft. God is mighty. He's not an old man sitting in heaven wringing his hands wondering about what the next step is going to be. That's the world's religion. Our relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is what helps us overcome. We must rely on Him, not ourselves, as I said earlier. There are those who shall overcome, but it will not be by their method or power. There's four things I want us to see about this overcoming. Number one, the basis for overcoming. Revelation 12, verse 11, and they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives to the dead. Listen to this. They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb. Look, it's by Jesus Christ and His death on the cross and what He has done for us that we're able to overcome. Listen, it's not of faith, it's not of good works, it's not by intellect, it's not by education. It is all because of what He done on Calvary. Not only what He did on Calvary, listen, He was buried, but only did He stay in the grave, He rose again the third day.
Amen.
We do not serve a dead Lord. We serve a risen Savior. The basis of overcoming is, like I said, social achievement or educational standards. But isn't it amazing that today that we have these high intellect, so-called individuals, or so-called highly intelligent individuals that deny God, that denies the power of God, that denies everything that Christians stand for, and yet they think they're somebody. Let me tell you something. If you go against God, you're going to lose every time.
Amen.
Educational standards. You can look at when we first took prayer out of schools, how the educational standards has gone way down. Not only in the public school system up through high school, but also in the colleges of America. And not only that, some of the so-called Christian colleges are headed the same way. They're not overcoming. They think they are. You see, they want to try to line up with the world and the world's theology and the liberal theology. Let me tell you something, people. If we don't line ourselves up with this book right here, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. So what is the basis for overcoming? Number one, purchase. Purchase blood of Jesus Christ. Turn with me to Acts 20. Acts 20, verse 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves, to all the flock over to which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which He has purchased by His own blood. You see, that's the main basis. That's the only basis. Because let me say this, people. We can do nothing without His power or His purchase. The power is connected. But look, it all starts with the purchased blood of Jesus Christ. Let me say this to those of y'all who may be watching, or those of y'all who are here. If you don't know the Lord and Savior of Jesus Christ, you're not an overcomer. And you will not be an overcomer until you get saved. And you won't get saved until the Holy Spirit draws you. Let me say this. I'm not a Calvinist. I'm not talking to Calvin theology. But we can't come to the Lord anytime we want to when we're lost. You understand? You see the purchase. What about the power? The basis is power also. Listen to this. John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which are born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Did y'all hear that? Not of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. See, God's got to do it for you. God's got to do it. And if you look and study the people who are in the Faith Hall of Fame and those that God used in the New and Old Testament, it's because of Him. You look at Paul, you look at Stephen in the New Testament. look at his disciples. They couldn't do it without God. They couldn't do it. And we can't do it without God. Number two, I want you to see the book for overcoming. What's the book? The Word of God. Bible. Basic instructions before leaving earth. I want you to notice a few things about the book for overcoming. Number one, Christ defies Satan with the written word. This is seen when Satan tempted Christ in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Christ rebuked Satan and said, it is written in verses 4, 7, and 10. Now listen to this. We can't defy Satan with our own selves. You can stand there, you can fuss at Satan, you can say, Satan, get away from me. In the flesh, all you want to. We're no match for Satan. But praise God, we do have one that will overcome. Hey, that has overcome you, that will overcome. Look, in God, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We can't do it ourselves. God's got to do it for us. With the written word. Why is it important for us to read our Bibles daily? You ever thought about that? It's because when Satan comes up to you, you'll have the Word of God. You'll have the Spirit of God. Look, you read this Bible every day, you pray every day. That's how you get started. It's not coffee. Although I know some of us like coffee. They got to make sure it's real, real cold outside. Or I like Dr. Pepper. But you know what? I can drink all the Dr. Pepper and all the coffee I want to in the daytime. Guess what? Satan's still going to attack me. I'm going to be like this. But you can start out with the Word of God. Praising Him. Reading the Word. Praising Him. That's a good way to start the day off. Now, I'm not going to say that you're not going to have trouble here today. Because believe you think Satan is going to do what he can do to get. Amen? I mean, look, he went after Jesus. If he went after Jesus, he's definitely going to go after us. Amen? Listen, not only does Christ defend Satan with the written word, our defense against Satan is the warned word. What is the warned word? Let me tell you something. A warned Bible is a red Bible. Does that make sense? A warned Bible is a red Bible. Now, if you have your Bible somewhere and it's collecting dust, that's telling me you have it open. Now, I know they, during this day, may have pollen on it. But guess what? This is our defense. Word of God. Ephesians 6:11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Listen, he just doesn't have one way to get to us. Amen. Now, Satan, he can't be everywhere at once. But he's got his little demons for him. And they'll come after you in a heartbeat. I know because he tries to attack me. But he does attack. He doesn't fight. He does attack. I'm going to be honest with you. Thanks be to God that you go every month and say, Daddy, I need your help.
Amen.
I remember when I was little. Now, that's a long time ago. Long, long time ago. I was outside in the yard. My dad saw a dog making a beeline for me. My dad ran and picked me up by the pants like this. Held me up, and that dog was jumping, trying to get at me to bite. My dad went on to kick me. Now, God sees us. He sees Satan coming at us. We holler, Daddy, Daddy. Aren't you glad? Huh? Aren't you glad? Spurgeon said this. He said, Jesus showed us that the surest road to wisdom is not speculation, reasoning, or reading man's philosophies, but rather meditation upon the Word of God. The way to be spiritually rich in heavenly knowledge is to dig in his mine of diamonds and gather pearls from this heavenly sea. Why? Yes, it is. Are you digging? Are you digging? Who else has ever dig a hole before? Who else has ever dig a deep hole before? Now, last time I checked, when my dad told me to dig something, I just get a little super dirt. Dad, there he goes. Another hole for you. Something like that. That's the hole I dug for you. A hole? You didn't even put a scab on that ground yet, son. Dig a hole. Digging's hard work, isn't it? Hmm? I believe we ought to use every method to exhaust the Word of God for our lives. We need to meditate day and night on the Word of God. Look, if we don't, we're going to be meditating on something else. And I'm going to tell you, there's only one way to meditate on the Word, and that's reading. And this is the only thing God wants us to meditate on. But if we don't meditate on this, we'll be meditating on the things of the world. Not only is Christ Christ, Satan, the written word, only as our defense against Satan is the warm word, listen, as we demonstrate our love. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives to the death. The pastor said, and I've heard him say quite a few times, he said, people don't care how much you understand. How can you demonstrate love? You can demonstrate love for people by the Word of God. Jesus said, love your neighbor. How do you going to love your neighbor? You going to let your neighbor go to him without one? You love your family. You see some tragedy is about to unfold. You want to warn your family, don't you? If you were the friend and you see some tragedy is about to unfold, don't you think Jesus wants us to warn those who don't understand this? It's an everlasting tragedy. It's an everlasting departure from God. That last part of it. And they go out to existence without purpose. Demonstrate how well people get this word. We talked to a couple of men yesterday, preaching myself. We told them about the great word. Jesus just is now on the call of the very resurrection of the message. Love us. Hear Jesus. This is Jesus' everlasting target. We can tell Jesus. Some people have a lot of bad news out there. I see a lot more bad news out there. Paul to see the bridge for overcoming. 1 John 5:4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our Father. This is the bridge for overcoming. How many of y'all ever been across the Chesapeake Bay Bridge? Pretty long, isn't it? That helps you overcome Chesapeake Bay, doesn't it? Now, can you imagine trying to row across that? Can you imagine how long maybe it'll take to get a ferry across that? Now, I would love to go fishing up there sometime. I put a boat up there, some of us go fishing, as long as it's not on Sunday or on Thursday. But can you try, imagine trying to get a rowboat and row across that? That's how we are sometimes on these Christians. We'll try to do it. That's right, doing it, or imagine doing it when it's tough. That's what it costs. See, when it's all smooth and stuff, you can do it, yes, you're going to get tired, but you're not able to do it. Imagine if the water's tough. Imagine if Satan's on your heel, he's doing everything he can. You're trying to row. You're not going out there safe. Not upset. Ready for overcoming. For those who have been to West Virginia, there's a bridge called the U-River Gorge Bridge. I used to live about 4 miles back. My dad pastored a church up here years ago, up here in Mount Baptist Church, and it was up there about 5 miles from the bridge. Until that bridge was built, it took about 40 minutes to get from one side all the way to the other side. Believe it or not, they have a Fayetteville, West Virginia. We're on all sides there anyway. So that bridge was built, and you had to go down a road like this to the very bottom, across a little bridge over the river, and then go back up like this. When they built that bridge, the Spanish River Gorge, you can go down 2 minutes as opposed. Actually, let's say this, if everything is going well, and traffic's going to do going well, you can do it 30 seconds. Long as there's no whiteout. Now, I crossed that bridge a couple of times and there was whiteout. And it took longer than 30 seconds. I remember the first time we went across that bridge, I was sitting on the passenger side. It was just me and Dad. And Dad says, "What do you see, son?" I said, "Nothing." I couldn't see the bottom. But every October, they have a thing called Bridge Day. And they jump off the bridge with parachutes. They use the bungee jump off the bridge, but from my understanding now, they put a halt to it. But it's something to watch. But that bridge helped overcome going down to that valley, the bottom of the gorge, and then going back up. Weren't you glad that Jesus Christ was our bridge? Why is that? Because number one is a supernatural faith. God's gift to us. Faith is substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not yourselves, it's the gift of God." Who gives us faith to believe? Aren't you glad he does? Look, you can put your faith in man, and it will fail. You can put your faith in material things, it's going to fail. You can put your faith in your riches, and it's going to fail. I don't know about you, but I've never seen a person with a blood rat. Have you? I've never seen one. And you'll never see one. We came into this world with nothing, but we'll go out with nothing. Also, this is a sustaining faith. John 5:5. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the same faith. Psalm 55:22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Amen. What a blessed promise right there in God's word for his people. Sustain the faith. He sustains us during peaceful times and painful times, through fun times and fiery times. There's a saying that goes, if you're hanging by a thread, be sure it's from the end of this garment.
Amen.
And all this is the same faith, it's a strengthening faith. So consider Noah's faith, building the ark. What about Abraham's faith when he was going to offer up his son Isaac? What about when he was old and he was looking to have suddenly applies, looking at a child that applies there. God promised him that he was from D.C., which is it. And he waited. He's 100 years old. But you know what? I know there's probably times when you say, oh, I'm old. Sarah, she thought, you know, hey, my husband's old and I'm old. And say, I'm going to have a child in my old age. How's that going to work? But he did it. Right. Strengthening. You know, our faith needs strengthening every day. Need strengthening every day. Well, how do you strengthen? How do you take strength? By the word of God. By praying to God. Look, I'm not saying when something bad happens that you're not going to have your emotions. You may have emotions of sadness, emotions of madness, emotions of tearing up, tearing up. But listen to this. We have one Father we can go to. For by grace are you saved through faith. That my Savior says. Man, I'm glad we can look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You know why? Because he's alive. If it was based on what they promised you, I'd bless Bill Ryan. I really would. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. That look, when he started the work in me, he's going to complete that work. God's not going to begin a work about halfway through and say, man, that day promised me. He's hard. I don't know if I can finish him or not. Thanks be to God that he will finish the work. Amen. Now, my wife, Terry, she might say, well, that boy, that husband of mine, he's a hard dude. I don't know if I can deal with him sometimes or not. Oh, I love Terry. She loves me. I thank God for it. Look, we've seen the basis for overcoming. We've seen the book for overcoming. We've seen the degree for overcoming. Lastly, I want to see the bliss of those who have overcome. Number one is hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. This is a no-so, Lord people. This is a no-so, Lord. We know that we know that we know that our faith is in Jesus Christ. We know that one day he's going to take us home. Now I'm like Brother Jim Martin. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the undertaker. Amen. Looking for the undertaker. Psalmist says, my focus in thee. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Verse 19, verse 1, Hebrews chapter 6. That by two mutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled the refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters into that within the veil. Whither the forerunners for us entered, even Jesus, made the high priest forever after the word of Melchizedek. What's your answer tonight? I hope it's the shed blood of Jesus. then, not only do we have the hope, also we have happiness. Our joy shouldn't be dictated by circumstances. Our joy should be continuous regardless of circumstances. The joy of the Lord is our strength. James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall in divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Like I said earlier, going through a trial doesn't mean you're going to be like this the whole time. When I had that corona, I wasn't like this. How you doing? How you been, brother? I got a big smile on my face. I'm going through this corona. I'm feeling good. There's going to be times that, yes, you're going to feel that. There is. But look, the joy of the Lord is in spite of all the ways. See, everything that we experience on this earth, everything that we see is only temporary. Only God, only what He has done for us, only our salvation. So when things are going wrong down here for you, it just seems like you cannot get ahead. Just remember, it's temporary. It's temporary. We see the hope. We see the happiness. Listen to Psalms 146, verse 5 says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Wow. Happy is he. Pretty happy. The only true way I know to be happy is Jesus Christ. What about heaven? And that song, oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. We'll finally be home. Listen, our home is down here. We're just strangers down here, Pastor. Billy Kelly used to sing, I will not be a stranger because I'm acquainted with folks over there. Amen. Amen. Rejoice, rejoice. Rejoice. Because your name is written. Right. Amen. Are you at home? You have the presence of God. The only way we can overcome ourselves, the only way we can overcome the world, by the time. So what do we have to overcome? They have to overcome Satan. We have to overcome sin. The only thing that is not the word of God. Not the concentration of things of God. We have to be the things of God. What about sin? Can't allow myself. I can't allow myself. Things that I wouldn't have dreamed of 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I didn't think I'd see things for the moment. I was just reading today. There's a place up in Deep Wave Arena now that's under attack because two gay men wanted to get married there. And this place says, you can't do it. That's the one I'm against. What the Word of God says. That is going to what Jesus wants to do. See, Jesus wants us to do marriage for man. That's why God forgave them. They're under attack. free. But it's coming. Why I'm not preaching this message tonight, because things will be coming down the pipe very soon. We're going to see things very soon. And as I said earlier, this message is before the end. You can't wait till that day comes to decide what you want to do. Joshua said that for me and my house, we will serve. You need to prepare your heart, soul, and mind that you're going to serve the Lord. Listen. If this book lets you, you know what we're going to do? Okay? It's impossible. You'll fail every time. You do it by the help of the Lord. You'll see the fruit. I'll go to this Ephesians 2. For we are his workmanship, who created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that you should walk in him. And as I said earlier, God doesn't start something and quit after it's proved by the Lord. He's the author of the finisher by faith. Faith today's time. Whether we will be overcomers with God's help, or we'll be downers without His help. I don't know about you, but I think that I'm good. I know how this is. He's already won. Saints knows He's already won. Satan's going to do everything he can to attack us. Let's say this. He will attack your weakness to get to your strength. You hear me?